Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthday of Henry Teese, have some cowboy songs, some digital songs, some presidential songs, and listen to this past week in recording history. Yesterday, November 1st, marked the birth in 1893 in Chicago of bandleader Henry Teese, T-H-I-E-S. At age 12, he was playing violin professionally in Chicago and formed his own band in Chicago in the mid-20s. From there, he went to Detroit, where he played at the Detroit Ritz Hotel and recorded six issued sides on Vocalion in 1921. From there, in the mid-20s, it was on to Cincinnati in an engagement at the Castle Farms Dance Hall, where the band included the Dorsey Brothers and was recorded by Jeanette's mobile unit. That led to a gig at one of the city's most prestigious hotels, the Hotel Sinton. Opened in 1907, the 10-story Hotel Sinton billed itself as the finest hotel west of New York, as being absolutely fireproof and offering fair prices. The band did remote broadcasts from the hotel over radio station WLW, and in 1928 a Victor Field unit recorded the band in the ballroom of the hotel. In the late 20s, Teese became musical director of WLW, but unfortunately suffered from manic depression and died from a self-inflicted gunshot on June 12, 1935. Here are four from Henry Teese. Thank you.
lights are low.
Henry Teese and his Hotel Sinton Orchestra recording for Victor in the ballroom of the hotel on May 28, 1928, and Don't Wait Till the Lights Are Low. The vocal duo there was Don Dewey and Howard Hafford. Don Dewey was a regular vocalist with the Teese Band, and singer Howard Hafford was heard on Cincinnati radio stations WSAI and WKRC, where he became musical director. Before that, it was Missouri's First Lady of Song, Jane Froman, with the Teese Band at the Hotel Sinton on June 10, 1930, and her first recording, Sharing. Sharing was preceded by Henry Teese and his Castle Farms Orchestra and Angry, written by Harry and Merritt Brunies, and first recorded by their brother George Brunies with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in 1923. This Jeanette recording was made in Cincinnati on August 31, 1925. We began our tribute to Henry Teese with Dapper Dan. That was Teese's Detroit Ritz Orchestra recording for Vocalion around November 18, 1921. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. On more than one occasion, I've mentioned the Monday Evening Salon, and one of the frequent participants in those gatherings is Will Ryan. You may not have realized it, but you've no doubt heard Will's voice, probably many of his voices, at some time or other in movies, commercials, TV shows, and cartoons. You can read all about Will's career and entertainment offerings at his website, willryanmusic.com. Will and his Cactus County Cowboys have just released a new CD called Rhythm Rides the Range, and I thought, hey, cowboys would make a good segment for the show. So here for Will Ryan and the Cactus County Cowboys are some rapidly rotating records about some vintage cowboys. Now, you wouldn't think the words cowboy and Jan Garber would be uttered in the same sentence, but here's Jan Garber and his orchestra and the Whistlin' Cowboy. Thank you.
dusty, dreary, saddle-weary. Darkness hugs the prairie, the silence is profound. Pony plugs along and beats a tattoo on the ground. Cowboy whistles bravely to create a human sound. Lost in the dark, lost in the dark, whistling, whistling, lonely cowboy. Where's he heading for? Is it near? Is it far? Riding blindly, God, won't you hang out a star to guide this lonely whistling cowboy?
I'm riding down this cattle trail where the western cattle prowl. With my 44 by my side, I can hear the coyotes howl. Away out west where the cactus bloom, out on the great divide, I'm gazing up at the Texas moon as down the trail I ride. Odelee, odee, odelee. The boys all ride into camp at the setting of the sun. We all gather round the old campfire and have a game of rum. I sleep out on the ground, my 44 under my head, my saddle for my pillow, my blanket for a bed. Odelee, odelee. I won't give up this cowboy life, it is so happy and free. Out where the cows and coyotes prowl, where the laws don't bother me. As I ride down the cattle trail, I'm gazing at the moon. Me and my pony all alone, I sing this cowboy tune. Deodolee, oh deodolee. When I'm dead and gone, and my work is all done, bury my body away out west at the setting of the sun. Out on the great divide, on the plains away out west, where the coyotes' howlings don't bother me, where I can lay and rest. Odelee, deodelee.
The cattle prowl and the coyotes howl out on that great divide. I never done no wrong, just singing a song as down the trail I ride. Rattlesnakes rattle at the prairie dogs, you hear that mournful tune. It's roundup time, away out west, when the cactus is in bloom. Daylight comes and the cowhands yell, they call out every man. I throw my saddle on my old cow horse and drink my coffee from a can. The sun goes down on the cattle trail and I'm gazing at the moon. It's roundup time away out west when the cactus is in bloom. De-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-o-de-de-o-de-o-de-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o-de-o- It never snows or rains. That is where the sun shines best, out on the western plains. Some of the boys have gone away, but they'll be back soon. For it's roundup time, away out west, when the cactus is in bloom. Daylight comes and the cowhands yell, they call out every man. I throw my saddle on my old cow horse and drink my coffee from a can. The sun goes down on the cattle trail and I'm gazing at the moon. It's roundup time away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Yodel-day, lay-oh, the yodel-day.
Originally, I was going to play Yodeling Cowboy by Jimmie Rodgers, but as I was pulling that up, I came across his June 13, 1931 recording in Louisville, Kentucky of When the Cactus is in Bloom, so there you are. Before Jimmie Rodgers, it was another blue yodeler and one of the most prolific recording artists of the 1930s, Cliff Carlisle, and the Cowboy Song from September 8, 1931. Carlisle was born in Taylorsville, Kentucky on May 6, 1904, and began performing at age 16. We started off with Jan Garber and his orchestra and the Whistlin' Cowboy. The vocalist on that December 14, 1933 Victor recording made in Chicago was Lee Bennett. Some cowboy and cactus songs to commemorate the release of Rhythm Rides the Range by Will Ryan and his Cactus County Cowboys, which you can check out at www.willryanmusic.com.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
I'll spare you the details, but last week I managed to fracture my ring finger while out playing and just underwent a surgical procedure to have it put back together. The good news is that thanks to my orthopedic surgeon, it's going to be just fine, and it gave me the suggestion for this segment of the show, Rapidly Rotating Records About Fingers. Here's DeBroy Summers.
Thank you. come disguised as different things in life. Sometimes it's the landlord, sometimes it's the wife. That I've always dodged it, I can say it's true. And if you want to do the same, then all you have to do is snap your fingers, clap your hands, and then begin to say, oh, dum-dum-diddle-um, dum-dum-diddle-um-day. Snap your fingers, clap your hands, and then begin to sway, oh, dum-dum-diddle-um, dum-dum-diddle-um-day. If you don't know what to do, if you're feeling rather blue, and if you want to drive your cares away, just snap your fingers, clap your hands, then begin to say, oh, dum-dum-diddle-um, dum-dum-diddle-um-day.
mercy. Jumping off? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll grind it on out.
Fats Waller and His Rhythm, June 8, 1936, and Fractious Fingering, one of Fats' many compositions. Fractious Fingering was preceded by Roy Smick in 1937 and Slippery Fingers. Before that, we heard Don Bester and his orchestra, March 22, 1934, and Irving Berlin's Butterfingers. Neil Buckley was the vocalist there. We started that finger set with Snap Your Fingers, Clap Your Hands, written by Leslie Cerrone and performed by DeBroy Summers' band. The vocalist on that May 12, 1932 recording was Dan Donovan. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. You may have heard that we're having an election here in the U.S. on Tuesday. I don't know about you, but I'll be glad to finally have this campaign over with. I've already voted, and I hope that if you're eligible, you will too. So for our new president, whoever that turns out to be, here is a set of presidential songs, beginning with the Carolina Nighthawks.
Shouting, no booze, they say it's running free now. You can get it any day from bootleggers and dealers too. The sugar they make now will make you bounce around. They brand it too, will put you flat on the ground. Bad stuff, hard to all will agree. You'll make good president.
if they said they could make me the president. But I had to lose you. I would say I don't want to be president. I won't consent to being president or governor or anything if it means my losing you. If they said, don't you want to see Washington? There is a future in view. I would say I don't want to see Washington. I'm not the one for Washington or Albany or any place if my baby can't see it too. And if they made it clear that my career could be a great one without you, dear, I wouldn't even say maybe. I'd string along with you, baby. And if they said, then you'll wind up a so-and-so and be practically through, I would say, okay, I'm a so-and-so. But gee, it's great to know that I'm a so-and-so without a thing, but still a king, 'cause I have you.
Guy the people mean.
He's the man the people choose. Ah, loves the Irish and the Jews.
I'll bring you beer, wine, and booze. That's me.
Hooray!
Wintergreen for president.
All louder, please, so all can hear.
Wintergreen for president.
Now they hear you far and near.
What a man. What a man. He has heard his share of scandal.
But hasn't.
Wintergreen for president.
Vote for prosperity.
And just see what you'll get.
Oh, wait and see what you'll get.
Wintergreen for president.
Now I'm the man to fill the shoes.
Wintergreen for president.
Yes, I will bring you beer and booze.
He will do some riding on the rail.
With reformers fill each jail.
For each pot, he will find that long-lost chicken.
And my private life, I will match with anyone who's kicking.
Wintergreen for president.
Have a cigar.
Wintergreen for president.
Vote for Hiram.
Wintergreen for president.
Go wrong.
Wintergreen for president. Wintergreen.
Drama of the I Sing, the first musical to be awarded a Pulitzer Prize for drama, that was Wintergreen for President, with music by George Gershwin and the lyrics by Brother Ira. Of the I Sing opened at the Music Box Theater on December 26, 1931, and ran for 441 performances. Before that, from December 7, 1934, was Little Jack Little and I Don't Want to Be President. We started off that presidential set with the Carolina Nighthawks and Governor Al Smith for president. Al Smith was, of course, the governor of New York and the leading contender for the Democratic nomination for president in the upcoming 1928 election, advocating the repeal of Prohibition. The Carolina Nighthawks were from Ashe County, North Carolina, and consisted of Donald Thompson, who played banjo and wrote Governor Al Smith for president, Ted Bear, who played mandolin and sang the vocal, Charles Miller and his two sons, 15-year-old Howard and his brother Lester. That was one of four sides that was recorded by Columbia in Atlanta, Georgia on April 17, 1928, and the only one that was issued. I don't know how much effect the record had, but Al Smith lost the election. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Thank you.
something's making life cheer up. I know the wonderful something is yours. Something spreading affection right into our direction. I know the wonderful something is yours. My heart is singing away night and day a song of gladness. My lips are waiting to share happiness, prayer just with someone like you. Such a marvelous feeling, all my soul is revealing. I know that wonderful something is yours.
Whatever they write or whatever they say about the Southland, it's not exaggeration, no sir, and it's not imagination. I'll tell you, folks. Now, if you want to see the moon in all its splendor, if you want to see the way the stars can shine, if you want to feel a breeze that's sweetly tender, well, spend an evening in Caroline. And if you really want to hear the whippoorwill say, and the answer to the words, will you be mine? If you want to give your heart a perfect thrill, sir, spend an evening in Caroline. Oh, yes, sir, say what you like. I know what it's like to be glad right now. Yes, sir, say what you may. I never could ever be blue, no how. Don't you tell me that you really have to guess, sir. Why, I've learned to love that Carolina pie. If you want to meet the sweetest sweetie, yes, sir, spend an evening in Caroline.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Betty Martin's Kansas City Orchestra and Bouncin' Round from October 31st, 1930. Next, it was Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and that wonderful Something, recorded exactly 1 year before Bouncin' Around on October 31st, 1929. We finished up with Ted Lewis and his band and An Evening in Caroline from October 27th, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.